From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Alyssa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. Sometimes, no matter how hard you try to get away from the family business, you just can't make the break. Adam Gettle is a good example. His grandfather was the legendary composer and producer Richard Rodgers. His mother, Mary, is also a composer, so it seems inevitable that Gettle would write musicals, and he has. His latest is premiering in Seattle. It's called The Light in the Piazza. Marcy Silman of member station KUOW reports.
The Light in the Piazza is about an American woman and her daughter who traveled to Florence, Italy in the summer of 1953.
On a central square in a city of the sun rose a palace.
Mother, hold it. Mother, look.
It was high and handsome, gleaming like the crown of a king.
Where'd that be? Where's that?
Like many American tourists, they fall in love with the city and with a couple of romantic Italian men.
Now I see as I have never seen before. Since that moment in the square, when your heart is carried in the air, just so you can chase it. Just so I can be there.
The Light in the Piazza is a lot like the classic American musicals of the 1930s, 40s, and 50s. Composer and lyricist Adam Gettle says he wanted to tell an old-fashioned love story.
My language is not cynicism, is not irony. I just don't speak irony, really. I don't really speak pastiche or camp or making fun of the art form, even though I completely know that it is generally ridiculous.
Adam Gettle has been laboring over this show for more than 4 years. Given that his grandfather composed such hits as Oh, What a Beautiful Morning, Some Enchanted Evening, and The Sound of Music, you could say musical theater has been in him a lot longer. But Gettle doesn't like to talk much about the Richard Rodgers legacy, and he's quick to point out his family didn't gather round the piano to sing Grandpa's show tunes.
There wasn't ever any musical theater sort of blaring out of the loudspeakers in my house. It wasn't like the Von Trapps or anything.
Gettle says, if anything, he shied away from the family business.
Writing for the theater was the last thing I wanted to do in the great tradition of adolescent defiance and doing whatever you can not to satisfy your parents' aspirations. I wanted to be, you know, a rock singer or a movie star.
Didn't happen. By the time he was 18, Adam Gettle had written his first musical based on A Christmas Carol. In 1996, Gettle's show Floyd Collins earned him national attention. New York Times columnist and former drama critic Frank Rich says Gettle's score for that show had the kind of romantic lyricism associated with his grandfather's music.
In that rush of melody and that kind of makes the hair rise on the back of your neck quality that, to me, Rodgers had, Adam has that. But I think you'd be hard-pressed to say that any of his music or his songs sound remotely like Rodgers and Hart or Rodgers and Hammerstein songs. You know, if you put one of his songs in a Rodgers and Hammerstein show, it wouldn't make any sense because it's so much his own voice. But in that sort of underlying thing, that just this huge emotion that is expressed through music with a sort of soaring passion, they both have that.
I feel no.
Despite the buzz around composer Adam Gettle, he's chosen not to premiere The Light in the Piazza in New York. Working in a small Seattle nonprofit theater, Gettle and his collaborator, playwright Craig Lucas, tinkered with song lyrics just days before the show opened.
But see, then she returns to you, Craig. She's got to at the
if
end.
If you find in the world.
Yeah, but then it goes back.
Craig Lucas is best known for such non-musical plays as Prelude to a Kiss and the film Longtime Companion. He agreed to adapt Elizabeth Spencer's 1960 novel, The Light in the Piazza, for the stage, but he says it's not a musical in the tradition of Hairspray or The Producers. There's no chorus, no big production numbers, and instead of an orchestra in a pit, four chamber musicians play on a raised platform alongside a cast of eight.
You can look in the ruins for a wishing well, for a magic apple, for a charioteer, for a fable of love that will carry you to a moon on a hill, to a hidden stream, a lagoon and a red horizon dream, silhouette set away from time forever.
It's an odd and unique animal. It's a play in some ways. It's not a dance musical. It's not a raucous, raise-the-roof musical. It's a kind of a hothouse aspect to it.
Lucas says that's not the only reason he and collaborator Adam Gettle wanted to work in Seattle instead of New York.
It isn't that we couldn't find a commercial producer for this piece, because we've had several offers, but it didn't seem to want that kind of encumbrance, at least at this point. It wanted an audience that would be generous towards it and intelligent. To try to germinate this play right on Broadway or in a commercial house might not be to its advantage.
And commercial producers might not want to take the financial risk on a show that doesn't offer all the glitz and glamour of, say, The Producers, says the New York Times' Frank Rich.
Any new developments in the musical theater do not happen on Broadway anymore, and often never arrive on Broadway, because with the corporatization of the Broadway musical and the rise of companies like Disney and Clear Channel that increasingly are required to raise the big bucks to produce Broadway musicals, it means essentially the end of seriously new product. It's going to be revivals. It's going to be proven titles, The Lion King or Hairspray, something you can that's already been a movie and is a brand name. And so it doesn't really leave much room for new composers to come along, and they don't.
Despite all of the obstacles, composer Adam Gettle says he's committed to writing for musical theater. But he says it's not enough to come up with a few catchy tunes. Gettle says that's not all his grandfather had going for him either. Gettle thinks good musical theater has to have emotional appeal, and it has to reflect the times.
The idea of melody, of compression, of line, is forever, but it's got to resonate with where we are and what's going on. And the sound of our melody today is not, you know, this is a really nice clam bake.
But like Grandpa's musical Carousel, The Light in the Piazza is a bittersweet love story. It runs in Seattle through mid-July. The show opens at the Goodman Theater in Chicago early next year. For NPR News, I'm Marcy Silman in Seattle.
Our program is directed by Carlene Watson, edited by Mary Louise Kelly, and produced by Charlie Mayer. The technical director is Marty Curcius.
The production staff includes Art Silverman, Julia Buckley, Rhonda Ray, Jonathan Baer, Carol Klinger, Franklin Cater, and Quinn O'Toole.
Our executive producer is Christopher Turpin. The managing editor for NPR News is Barbara Rehm. I'm Melissa Block.
And I'm Robert Siegel. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.